This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hey guys, welcome to this Quick Take episode. We're so excited to have you here with us. In the past, these Quick Take episodes actually were only available to those who financially supported the show through Apple subscriptions and Patreon.
But due to popular demand, we have decided to shake up the perks for our supporters and will be releasing these Quick Takes on Saturdays to everyone, giving you all some extra free content that was previously unavailable to the public.
And these Quick Takes are a little more laid back, and they're hosted by just one of us. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this Quick Take episode.
Shazam!
Boom!
Hey everybody, it's Josh. I'm back. I'm back with another Gaming Quick Takes just for you. Our supporters of the show, the beloved of myself, Paul, and Michael, thank you for the incredible support that you all provide. You're the only ones in the world that get to listen to these episodes, so hopefully that makes you feel special because you make us feel special. All right, I know that was a little cheesy, but you know it's true. We really do appreciate you. Okay, on this Quick Takes episode, I am coming at you with another game recommendation. I'll say this, I'm running out of games. These Quick Takes go quick, and I feel like I've recommended just about every game that's worth recommending out there. But every time I go to my Steam library, I find a game that I forgot about or that I loved playing and I feel like is at least worth mentioning and maybe bringing to your attention. These games will not be for everybody, but if I can recommend a game and you go to Steam or wherever and you watch some videos and you go, you know what, that looks super cool, I want to give that a shot, and you fall in love with it, well, that's about the best thing that I could hope for. If not, maybe you get, you know, 9-10 minutes of entertainment about hearing about a game that you'll never play in your entire life, but at least you've heard of it, and you know, you kind of increase your gaming IQ there. Okay, so today I am going to tell you about a game that caught me by surprise. I had heard about it. I was hungry for something like this. I got it really cheap. I feel like it was only like $10 at the time, and I thought, hey, why not? And it wound up being just a ton of fun, and it was exactly what I wanted. And that's a game that is called Battle Chasers Night War. A weird name. I know it sounds kind of generic or something like that, but Battle Chasers Night War is a RPG game that's inspired by the classic console greats. It features deep dungeon diving, turn-based combat, which you all know I'm a huge fan of, that's presented in the classic Japanese role-playing game format, and a rich story driven by exploration of the world. Now, that's the Steam description for the game there. I didn't just make that up off the top of my head. But what Battle Chasers Night War is a turn-based JRPG that is a JRPG light. The reason that I like this game and it stands out to me is the combat in this game is exactly what I want from like a Japanese role-playing game. I'm a huge fan of turn-based combat. I like the, you know, you get into a fight and your party is on the left side of the screen and the monsters are on the right side of the screen, and you take each character's turn, choose which actions you want to do, and then, you know, everything kind of plays out. Or it plays out as you select the action and then the monsters get to go, so on and so forth. Some of these games do it where you're looking at the monsters head on and maybe you only see the backs of your characters. Battle Chasers Night War puts your party on one side of the screen and the monsters on the other side of the screen. So what does Battle Chasers Night War bring in regards to a game and the fun? So it has the classic turn-based combat that I've already talked about. It has this unique overcharge mana system to where you can do these like really incredible like combos called Battle Bursts. So you can kind of build up to those. And if you're fighting a boss or something like that and you have these Battle Bursts, it can really, really change the tide of combat in that regard. So you can go from, you know, losing a fight to winning a fight very quickly, almost like ultimates, if you want to think about them that way. The game has beautiful, randomly generated dungeons that are loaded with traps and puzzles, secrets, and really cool loot as well. So it definitely benefits you to explore, because if you find a dungeon and you go down there and you fight, you know, your way through, chances are you're going to wind up finding some kind of upgrade, whether it's armor, a weapon, a spell, you know, a skill, something like that. The progression and advancement in this game is really top notch. And so I really found myself enjoying that. It's got a large overworld. Again, lots of hidden dungeons. You've got rare bosses that you'll come across, and it does have the randomly appearing friends and foes. So as you're running around, you might get that, you know, snippet where it transitions into a random fight, and you have to, you know, you have to beat the enemy and move on there. So some of the fights are static. You know you're about to get into them, and then others, it's just as you're running around, boom. You know, a fight will pop up and you gotta do that. The game is somewhat action oriented. The randomly generated dungeons with their traps and puzzles and stuff all exist. Each character has a unique dungeon skill, so they have maybe either a heal or a regeneration of like your mana, or maybe they can repair armor, or they can make a campfire to make everybody rested or something like that. So each, you know, hero does have these unique skills to them as well. You do build a party in this. It would not be a JRPG if it wasn't for the party format. You get to pick 3 of 6 available heroes. I guess this game comes from like a comic series. And so you're picking from those heroes in that comic series. But you pick 3 out of the 6. And again, they are vastly different. They all have their own perks, their own items, equipment, abilities, things like that. And those dungeon skills that I had mentioned as well. There is also a crafting system that you can use to make some really good gear. So as you're finding, you know, these components, as you're playing and stuff like that, there's a crafting system. And you can actually do this cool thing where you overload the ingredients to create these like epic items that are actually legitimately really good. They're about as good as stuff that you could find down in a dungeon or something like that. The art style in this game, honestly, is really good. It's very colorful. The animations are good. The reason that I like this game is it keeps everything fairly simple. A lot of JRPGs can almost get insanely complicated in the different systems that they use, the different menus, you know, the different materials, and then you have spells and you've got incantations and blessings and menus upon menus upon menus. And, you know, sometimes you're like, dude, I want to have a simple game to play. I want to do the turn-based combat that's good and well done. I want cool effects. I want to feel like my characters are progressing. And, if I cast a big fire column spell, I want it to feel like I did something neat. And that's where this game really shines. It keeps the world exploration tight. There's, there is a lot of exploring, but there's not a lot of dead space or dead time or anything like that. The combat is where the game shines a lot. So if you really are just hungering for a turn-based combat type focused game, this one I can recommend a lot to you. I played this game from start to finish. I think I beat it in probably 15 to maybe 20 hours, somewhere around there. So it's not a super long game either. So if you're hungry for a JRPG, a turn-based combat game, that doesn't have a ton of fluff or isn't overly complicated, or you feel like you're going to have to commit to 80 to 100 hours, then I think you should definitely check out Battle Chasers Night War. Watch a video or two. Currently on Steam, it's got an 87% Steam rating, so that should tell you that this is fairly widely popular as far as with players. Now, you know, there's just like any other game, you're not everything is perfect, but there's not too much that I found in this game that I didn't enjoy. So for that quick little 15 to 20 hour game, good combat, good story, good characters, all that stuff, highly recommend that you check it out. If you do wind up picking it up and playing it, let me know what you think. If you see some videos and you're like, hey, this isn't for me, you know, come and tell me, you know, say, hey, man, hit and miss on that one. But, you know, everybody's different. But like I said in the beginning, if I can suggest some fun games to you guys and girls and you enjoy them, then I consider that a win. So, all right, that's it for this Gaming Quick Takes episode. Thank you for the support. I will be back soon with another one. I'll see everybody.